With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the 2024 race for the White House is shaping up to be a comparison of track records between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
I think most Americans, when it comes time to cast a vote in November, are going to vote for what they know will happen under President Trump, because what they had for 4 years before Joe Biden came along and started ruining everything.
Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The candidates now turning their attention to New Hampshire, scene of the first in the nation GOP primary next Tuesday. Meanwhile, disappointing finishes in Iowa by Vivek Ramaswamy and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson led to their exits from the race. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. military says they've seized Iranian-made missile parts on a ship bound for Yemen.
The seizures took place in the January 11th nighttime raid off the coast of Somalia in the Arabian Sea that saw two U.S. Navy SEAL commandos go missing. U.S. CENTCOM posted a statement and photos of weaponry, tubes, wires, and bundles of explosives, along with a colorful dhow they said was illegally transporting cargo to resupply Houthi forces. The military identified the items as Iranian-made ballistic missile and cruise missile components for medium-range ballistic missiles and anti-ship cruise missiles. U.S. CENTCOM commander General Michael Eric Carrilla says they're conducting an exhaustive search for the missing SEALs. I'm Jennifer King.
Retired wrestler Hulk Hogan and a friend rescued a teenage girl who was trapped in an overturned vehicle after a crash in Florida. Hogan used a ballpoint pen to puncture the car's airbag and free the girl after witnessing that accident Sunday night in Tampa. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 307 points, the NASDAQ losing 56 points. This is SRN News. Some pro-life advocates are to be honored this week.
The National Prayer Service is set to be held on Friday here in Washington, D.C., and the National Pro-Life Recognition Award will be delivered to several people for their pro-life activism. Bishop Joseph Strickland will be one of them. Pope Francis publicly removed him from his position as bishop of the Diocese of Tyler, Texas, for his outspoken support of the unborn. Mark Lee Dixon, who leads the Texas Sanctuary City Movement, will also be honored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only 1% of the population, but International Christian Concern reports that a network of churches has been established to help survivors of the quake, particularly in the Sendai and Fukushima areas. The missionary organization A3 is also on the ground in Japan, providing both physical and spiritual support. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed a court order to take effect that could loosen Apple's grip on its lucrative iPhone App Store.
The justices rejected Apple's appeal of lower court rulings that found some of Apple's App Store rules for apps purchased on more than 1 million iPhones constitutes unfair competition under California law. The appeals stem from an antitrust lawsuit filed by Epic Games, maker of the popular Fortnite video game. The court action allows app developers throughout the country to insert links to other payment options. That change would make it easier for developers to avoid paying Apple's commissions. I'm Shelley Adler.
A top federal official says he's increasingly confident that inflation will continue falling this year. The official, Christopher Waller, noted that inflation is slowing even as growth and hiring remain solid. More details at SRNNews.com.